It is relief, I think, but it's relief and hopefully, you know, a real sense of positivity about the opportunity to take the club forward now. So, you know, it is relief because the process has been quite a long one. It's been, you know, it's been very properly conducted throughout, as I think we said in our press statement, and you know, it has just taken a while, and I think that is probably a facet of taking on a business that has been through the sort of financial distress and therefore comes with a bit of complexity as this particular club does. But I'm delighted that we've got there. I'm delighted that CSI have kind of seen it through and taken the club on. And as I say, I think there's a cause for optimism now at the football club, which is good news for everyone.
And what's your understanding, David, of Converse Sports Initiative's plans for the future for the club?
Well, listen, I don't think I can say too much on an informed basis on that. As we stand today, we've just obviously kind of got over the line on the on the main transaction, and I think. Our plans and their plans for the next 6 months, 12 months, year, two years, 3 years, will be formulated over the course of the next weeks and months. In discussions between us, between the senior management team on the footballing side, on the non-footballing side, and with them as new owners. So. I'm not sure I can kind of set any of that out in any sort of concrete way today. I think that's absolutely the right approach. You know, the main thing for me is that they've indicated that they're in it for the long term, and that's exactly what the club needs. And you know, going about it in the right way and taking time to decide their strategy and how they're going to take the club forward is the right thing to do without making any rash promises on day one.
Yeah, that must be quite reassuring that they are in it for the long term. I mean, the fifth owner now in a couple of years. Have they given any indication of any sort of level of investment that they'll be able to put into the club?
No, and I'm, even if they had, I'm not sure I would share it with you, Lawrence, and your listeners, I'm afraid. As I say, the most important thing for me, as you've rightly alluded to, you know, the most important thing for me is that they see it as a long-term interest, and I think the club has really suffered from the short-term nature of a lot of what has happened over the last 2 years at least, with the difficulties that the club has had, and I think it just makes a very significant difference to the football club if it can plan ahead with a bit of a long-term view. So for me, that's incredibly significant. And as I say, I think, we'll kind of formulate what that means in terms of how to take the club forward strategically over the next few weeks and months.